is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East.
There are all sorts of people who are going to throw a bunch of things out that will include mis- and disinformation with the intention that to dissuade certain people from voting.
That's Kamala Harris. This is in the Middle East. Israel is threatening more strikes on Hezbollah after overnight attacks that it says targeted branches of the group's financial operations in Lebanon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken beginning a week-long trip to Israel.
It's Blinken's 11th trip to the region since the Gaza war began last year. The State Department says he'll push for a ceasefire and discuss post-war plans, underscoring that more humanitarian aid needs to be delivered to civilians. He'll also talk about the need to reach a diplomatic solution between Israel and Hezbollah. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Secretary of State Lloyd Austin's in Kyiv, where he's announced $400 million in new funding for Ukraine in its battle with Russia. Putin critic Alexei Navalny's widow, Yulia, tells 60 Minutes her late husband's fight will not end.
It's not finished. We continue our fight. He still has millions of supporters.
About 2 weeks until the presidential election, and Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are zeroing in on battleground states again. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe from Philly.
Today, Harris starts her day here in the Philadelphia suburbs at an event with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney in a bid to woo GOP voters and independents. Trump is headed to North Carolina to tour storm damage.
A Texas death row inmate is scheduled to testify virtually before state lawmakers days after he was scheduled to be executed in the death of his two-year-old daughter. Democrat Joe Moody has been championing Robert Roberson's cause.
The way shaken baby syndrome was understood 20 years ago isn't good science anymore, and yet the Court of Criminal Appeals hasn't weighed any of that evidence.
His attorney says that once Roberson testifies, prosecutors could seek a new execution date at any time. Daniel Penny's trial gets underway in New York. The Marine veteran is charged with manslaughter in a chokehold death on a city subway. Some riders say Jordan Neely had been shouting and begging for money. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The defense is going to argue straight self-defense, that Penny was fearful not only potentially for his own safety, but for the safety of others on the train. Police interviewed many, many witnesses, and they all have sort of varying stories.
S&P futures down 14, Dow futures off 47. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A house fire in Racine yesterday caused significant damage, but no injuries were reported. It's believed to have started in an exterior kitchen wall. The cause is under investigation. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will visit Racine tomorrow night as early in-person absentee voting begins. The event is scheduled for around 7 o'clock with details on the location still pending. Vice President Kamala Harris is holding an event tonight in Waukesha County. She'll be in Brookfield taking part in a moderated discussion alongside former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Two separate crashes and fires on Friday night shut down both lanes of the interstate near the county line. Seven people were treated after a multi-car crash, and a driver was rescued from a burning vehicle following a medical event. And the state DOT is closing two Milwaukee-area park-and-ride lots today. They say it's due to safety concerns related to homeless encampments. There's no timeline for when the facilities may reopen. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already, but super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big big-time kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickell, on his team, able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler with a few sprinkles, a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Here on WRJN. Good morning, I'm Cindy Huber. Welcome to a Monday.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight. Well, if you finally take your life,
Park
to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. switch.
You're still the one.
And I wouldn't switch.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Timeless is right here on WRJ, and you're still the one, Orleans. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you on this Monday. It means I'm employed, and my husband doesn't have to worry. At least not this week. Although, give me time. By Wednesday, it might be somebody else on this sitting here. But until that happens, today, artist of record is the Mamas and the Papas. No, nobody has a birthday, but we just want to play them anyway. I know, any port in the storm. But today's song, well, it's Monday, so duh. No. It's Monday, Monday by the Mamas and Papas. So when you hear that, you're my fifth caller, right? 262-634-WRJN. Mamas and the Papas, Monday, Monday. And we're going to do that between 11:30 and 12:30. How's that? Is that okay? 11:30, 12:30, Mamas and the Papas. And if you're my winner today, you are qualified for the drawing for the record player at the end of this. Can you believe that? At the end of this week. By the way, the place that is sponsoring this contest big time is Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. They're your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. So, Ray, thank you so much for bringing us this contest here at WRJN.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right. He owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. Time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Local news and timeless. That's right here on WRJN with the king of rock and roll, Elvis. 62 degrees right now in Racine and Kenosha.
Nobody do it for me. Nobody but
morning, Martha and the Vandellas on WRJN. We've got local news, timeless hits, and speaking of news, just a mention here and aside, Roswell, New Mexico. Those poor people over the weekend. Did you hear about this? Horrible, catastrophic flooding in Roswell, New Mexico, and at least two are dead, but homes damaged, just a mess. They even got a video of a car sinking into the water. It's just crazy what was going on over the weekend. While we here in Wisconsin had just a beautiful weekend fall, fall days. And so just pray for the victims and the families over in Roswell, New Mexico with the flooding. And also the cleanup still continues for North Carolina and some of the victims of the hurricanes, the two hurricanes in the last few weeks. And we have a site that you can go on to help, and it's civicmedia.us/help. And we've got links to Samaritan Purse, which is a really great organization. I know of that personally. American Red Cross, or for food, World Central Kitchen. We've got links to all three of them if you'd like to donate even $5, which would be a huge help. People still trying to get on their feet down there after the hurricanes. We now join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde wants incumbent Tammy Baldwin to disclose more about her partner's investments and business dealings.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it.
Maria Brisbane is one of the nation's top wealth advisors. Baldwin says Hovde should stay out of her personal life.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The two debated Friday night. The race is tight and the outcome could tip control of the entire U.S. Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll appear in Waukesha County tonight. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were no injuries, but there was substantial damage after a house fire in Racine yesterday. A statement says Racine firefighters worked that fire at a home on Crabtree Lane yesterday afternoon. It appears to have started in the exterior wall of a kitchen. The cause is currently under investigation. The VP candidate that was in the area yesterday had some words for the VP candidate coming tomorrow. While speaking to supporters in Waukesha yesterday, J.D. Vance talked about Tim Walz, who has a stop in Racine tomorrow night.
Tim Walz has got to convince the American people that Kamala Harris actually knows what she wants to do as president of the United States, and I just don't think anybody's buying it.
The Vance event yesterday was titled a Catholics for Trump event. Walz was at a church in Michigan yesterday where he made a jab about Bibles being sold by Donald Trump. A Walz stop in Racine tomorrow night is set for a little before 7. The location isn't yet known. Tomorrow is the first day of early in-person absentee voting for the election. The weekend started slowly for those looking to get on the interstate. There were two separate crashes and fires Friday night that had both lanes of the interstate shut down. The impacted area was near the Racine-Kenosha County line. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler with a few sprinkles, a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round.
She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJ. And here's the Vogue.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Things will get brighter. together and we'll get it undone someday when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. To be brighter.
Someday we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday we'll be sunshine when she's gone.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's his house, just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Weathers on WRJN with local news, timeless hits. Been doing that for 97 years. Maybe not these hits, but we had other hits like, you know, Frank Sinatra and that, which we still play. We still play because we are timeless hits. We also have football and sports and all that. And boy, wasn't that a great game yesterday? I thought for sure the Packers were going to lose. Oh, my goodness. They really came together in the last few seconds there. It was just such a relief. Live and die for sports. Easy Mobility Solutions. They are Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. They bring live football here on WRJN. Also, Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. If you're by any of these sponsors, just please tell them thank you for helping us bring Packer football live to WRJN.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Up in the next few minutes, Stuart J. Wattles with local news, CBS National News, and Mike Clevis with sports. All just minutes away here on WRJN. Here's Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two.
when I hurt. Hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Well, I woke up this morning